dollars available online at milosearlymusic.org or at Novel Idea.
And when I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat. Yes, 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 this rocks. And then sometimes I switch it up like no, no, don't stop a rocking.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome to the beginning of the end of your Monday night here on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. In a world of sound and no vision, one man will explore the theater of the mind, radio, and that man is... Nicholas Ewan, and you're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. And here we are, it's 11 o'clock and some change. As always, we're here keeping it classy, taking it easy, getting ready to play some jazz music here at the end of this Monday night from 11 o'clock until the midnight hour. To start things off in tonight's show, as always, I have an excellent request. This one courtesy of Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates. He wanted to hear some Thelonious Monk, namely the song Bemsha Swing. As you know, Thelonious Monk is one of the all-time jazz greats and a contributor of numerous compositions that have become jazz standards, most notably, of course, being Round Midnight, which holds the distinction of being the most recorded jazz standard composed by a jazz artist. Now, this composition, Bemsha Swing, was one that Thelonious Monk wrote with Denzel Best for the 1954 album Thelonious Monk Trio. Another fun fact about this song, it would actually be what inspired Thelonious Monk's own son to start playing the drums. Thelonious Sphere Monk III, he would become an acclaimed and award-winning jazz musician in his own right. And we will definitely play him on a future show, but for now, let's begin here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM, situated on traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. Whether you're tuned in on your FM dial on 101.9 FM CFRC, listening to Kojiko Channel 282, or catching us on the stream on our website, cfrc.ca, I thank you for joining me here at the end of this Monday night to relax. Listen to some really cool jazz finds. Starting, of course, with this request from Master Nate, Bemsha Swing by Thelonious Monk. So without further ado, I say to you, please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
Thank you. Swing, swang, swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk, I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
You're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into the next set. We started things off, of course, with a request from a good friend of mine, Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates. He wanted to hear Bemsha Swing by Thelonious Monk. An excellent choice and a classic besides. Thank you so much for sending that my way. As longtime viewers of the show know, Master Nate regularly sends a request my way. He's a man of excellent musical taste, and I appreciate him sharing it with me so I can share it with all of you. To follow that up, I actually had a really cool find myself. Juicy Fruit by Coleman Hawkins from the album The Hawk Flies High. Now, if you recall, on last week's show, I was mentioning one-note solos, like, say, Lee Morgan on the Sidewinder, or the saxophone solo during the Five Satins' The Jones Girl alternate take. And in this composition, there was a similar instance to that. So in this case, they took it a step further, and they simply held the note for the entirety of the solo. And that is an impressive technique to pull off. I think you need, like, really good circular breathing to do that. And that is definitely something that Idris Suleiman, who did that solo, can pull off. So that's really impressive. But yeah, I'll definitely be delving into that album a bit more as well. But speaking of delving into things, I have another request. This one from another good friend of mine, Dan Nisnik, who always has these really cool finds for us. And this week is no exception. For this week, he has requested a song by Mexican multi-instrumentalist jazz artist Gerardo Batiz. From the album Soñé Jazz Mexicano, he wants to hear the song Lo que es leva a las chivas. And this just has some amazing keyboard work on it. It honestly puts me in mind of some of Hirotaka Izumi's work with T-Square. You'll see what I mean. Hear what I mean. Anyway, thank you so much for sending this my way, Dan. I really want to do a deep dive into more of Gerardo's work. We'll save that for a future show. For now, I say to you, without further ado, let us continue here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go. Thank you. CFRC 101.9 FM Shed Progressions. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll get ready to jump into the next set. We started things off, of course, with a request from a good friend of mine, Dan Niznik. He wanted to hear Lopez Leva a las Chivas by Gerardo Batiz from the album Sonia Jazz Mexicano. As I said earlier, I really like the keyboard playing during the opening. I also love how it switches up styles, and it's also got this really cool woodwind solo. Plays at about a minute and 30 seconds in. But yeah, I definitely want to delve more into this album and check out some of his other work as well. But that will be for future show. Now, to follow that up, we played River by Hirotaka Izumi from his album Amash, and then to finish things off, we played Thief by Benjamin McWebb, his most recently released single. Coming up next on Shed Progressions, I was actually of a mind to play some T-Square, namely the song Night Dreamer from their 1984 album Adventures, one of my favorite albums of theirs. And one of the reasons why is because it has the song Travelers on it. Also composed by Hirotaka Izumi, but instead of me going on another tangent, let's go play that next song. Please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more as the midnight hour draws ever nearer here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here we go.
here we are. We've reached the end of our show here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. One last time tonight, let's talk about what we played, and then we'll play our last song of the night. We started things off, of course, with Night Dreamer by T-Square from their 1984 album Adventures. One of my favorite albums. To follow that up, we played Godzilla by Takeshi Ito from his debut album Dear Hearts. To follow that up, we played Godzilla by Takeshi Ito from his first solo album in 1984, Dear Hearts. And then to finish things off, we played Cleon by jazz drummer and T-Square alumni Hiroyuki Noritake from his 1999 album Dreams Can Go. As you already know, I really want to delve more into that album, especially the song called Cyber City Slicker. What can I say? I like a really cool name. It really draws me in. Anyway, before we play the last song of the night, just a couple of quick announcements. And you probably already know what I'm going to say, but hopefully you don't mind if I say it anyways. If you enjoy listening to jazz music and maybe want to hear a little bit more of it during your week, you should definitely check out Dave's show, Swing, Swang, Swung, every Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m., 2 hours of jazz at a perfect time. And also Daniel Wolf's show, Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m. And if you happen to be in Kingston, it would be remiss of me not to mention that next Saturday, starting at 3 p.m., Musiki Cafe in downtown Kingston is going to be hosting the Spring Reverb Jazz Show. The show will be featuring Jennery, Toronto-based indie artist, and Kingston's own Savannah Shea, singer, writer, multi-instrumentalist. It's going to be a really good show. So, if you happen to have some time, Saturday, May 30th at around 3 p.m., look into it. It'll be a good time. Speaking of time, though, we are getting to the end of this show. So to finish things off tonight, we're going to play Moonchild by Dominique Fils-Aimée from her most recent album, My World is the Sun, to wind us down here at the end of this Monday night. Thank you, as always, for tuning into Shed Progressions. I hope you enjoyed tonight's selections. I'll be back next week, and I'll have a few more surprises up my sleeve. Just to tip my hand a little bit, I wanted to go revisit Sonny Rollins' saxophone Colossus. I also wanted to play some more Gerardo Batiz and some finely tuned Elephant, if time allows. This and more for next week. But until then, take care out there. Stay safe. Stay healthy. I hope good things come your way, and I hope this week goes your way. So please enjoy our last song of the night, and I'll see you next week. Until then.
Gonna grow. Let the joy freely move through your body.
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 Let the joy freely move you. Move you. Let the joy freely be you.
Let the joy freely be you.
Let the joy freely be you. Let the joy freely be you. Let the joy freely be you.
Let the joy be.
Joy freely be you.
Let the joy be.
Let the joy freely be you.
Let the joy be.
Joy freely be you.
Let the joy be.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.